Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Today, I want to touch on something. I'm so happy about today's message. This was last week's message, but I'm glad it delayed 1 week because of what the prophet said. The prophet has made me more convinced that this next one, sacrifice, is a great sign of being a Christian. Hallelujah. Sacrifice. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm going to talk about this today. And the cross is the symbol of Christianity and our faith. The cross. The cross. It is the symbol. When you see a cross, it's not. It doesn't mean you're a footballer or you're a musician. No. A cross is the symbol of Christianity. Amen. Yeah. If you see a church, recently I went to a church where there used to be a cross on the top of the church, but somehow the cross had disappeared. Either it had fallen down in a storm or something. And then people were very angry. How is there a church and no cross on the top? How? There should be a cross outside. So our church, there should be a cross outside. Yeah. There'll be a cross. And we are asking, how did the cross fall down and there was no revival to bring it up again? Because the cross is the symbol of our church. Amen. And you see, the cross has become a decoration, an earring and a decoration that ladies wear and men, ladies and pastors wear. That's what the cross has become. But it is actually a symbol of suffering. The cross is a sign, it's a sign of hardship. Amen. It's like you are going to school. You have applied for a course to go and do biomedical engineering. Yeah. Or aerospace engineering. And you are going to do the course. And when they admit you on the first day of the course, as you are entering the building, you see a man standing there. Hey, it's hard though. Hey, this course is very, very wild. Hey, what would you do? As you are entering the building for the first time, and there's a man standing there, a professor with his AKP and everything. He said, this course, this place, Charlie, don't come. It's wild. What would you do? You know, that, and he said, look, I am here. You see, so all our Christian paraphernalia has been to remind you that this faith you are joining is hard. Amen. All the beauty of our crosses, our chapels, our decorations, even our clothes. Sometimes we have crosses on our clothes. It has been an effort to remind you and to prompt you that where you are going, what you are getting into is sacrifice and suffering. It is part of it's part of your attire. Amen. Oh, amen. It's like when you are coming out of your house, everybody here is wearing underwear. Yes. Or it's not true. Everybody, I believe. It is part of your attire. It's part of it. Nobody, only a very child. Do you know a very child? A very child is the one who can run out of the room wearing nothing. Only a very child can just open their door and run out, no underwear, nothing. Because he's a very child. Any other, are you listening? Any other person, before you leave your room, am I not seeing the thing well? automatically you are dressed, and automatically you have an, what we see is not called, is it called overwear? I don't know what it is. You see your clothes, yeah, you see your clothes, but automatically there's underwear beneath it. Nobody has to say it. And so for us as Christians, are you listening to me? For us as Christians, let it be known to you that automatically there is suffering and sacrifice in our faith. Put your hands together this morning. Mark 10 and verse 45. Sacrifice is part of it. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, sacrifice. Jesus came, and we are called to follow in his steps. So Jesus came to sacrifice. He was the one, they say, was born to die. He was born to die. So he came to sacrifice. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. That means that sacrifice is a part of our faith. Hallelujah. But listen. Listen to this. The trouble is that sacrifice often goes with suffering to make it meaningful. Write it down. Sacrifice often goes, not always though. The words are very important. Sacrifice often, not always. Sometimes you think that every sacrifice is painful. No, not all are painful. Some of them you happily sacrifice. I know somebody who was happy to give his kidney to somebody. Very happy. Yeah, it's a sacrifice to give your, you have only two. When you give two, one is left. If that one doesn't work, what happens now? You know, so some are happy to sacrifice. And I know another lady who was going to give her kidney to somebody she didn't know. But she was happy to do it. So please, don't make that mistake in your head that every sacrifice is painful. No, it's not true. Tell somebody it's not true. Yeah. Because we have now, but because we have linked sacrifice and suffering. And look at this. And most people automatically, are you writing? Most people automatically do all they can to avoid suffering. Most people automatically, do you know automatically? Without effort, without thinking. It is how they are. Most people automatically do all they can to avoid suffering. True or not true? True or not true? Everybody wants to enjoy. If I say I'm giving you 10 lashes or $10, which one will you take? Look. Straight away. You didn't even think. So what it means, what I'm saying is that sacrifice is necessary. Jesus came to sacrifice. Amen. And sacrifice, I'm giving you some points. And number two, sacrifice is often linked with suffering. I'm making it in a points form. And number three, most of us automatically avoid suffering. So number four, most of us unconsciously automatically avoid sacrifice. Most of us unconsciously automatically avoid sacrifice. We just say no, sacrifice, no, out, forget it, never, tofiakwa, we won't do it again. That's what has happened to us. Are you following the thinking? Shopping and sacrifice are the same. They are the same. Yeah, do you know why? Because in sacrificing, you will give up something you like for something you like more or you value more. Write it down. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Today we are finishing very, very fast. I'm telling you. Then we'll pray a bit about this one because it's important. Sacrifice is you give up something. What is sacrifice? To give up something you like for something you like more or you value. Mark those two words. Like more or value more. They are very important words. Yeah. Sacrifice is to give up something you like for something you like more or you value more. So, shopping. When you go shopping, what are you going to do? You're going to give up the money you have worked, or it's not true. You have worked so hard the whole month. You have gone to your office. You are angry. You are tired. You are bored. You are quarreling. Then they pay you at the end of the month. Then you take that money. Is money expensive? Is money expensive? Yes. Then take that money and go and give it to somebody. You take that money you have worked hard for. Then you give it to somebody. Why? Because that somebody has something you want more than money. Amen. That somebody has something you want. So the day you are hungry, and you are passing a watcher base, and it is blowing fumes into the whole area, the money you have worked for, and that is very economically important in your pocket, 10 Ghana cedi, you take that money, then you dash a woman. And then she, in return, will give you 10 cedis of wache and talia and shito and egg and everything. But at that moment, you like the wache more than the money. At that moment, you look at the wache and look at the money. You say, money, I don't like you again. Hey, how many like money? Yeah, you like money. But at that moment, you will say, money, I don't like you again. I like watching more than you. So money, go away. Let watching come. So you sacrifice. Are you listening? You sacrifice your money for watching. Yeah. That sacrifice. No. Is there. Okay, please bring the offering basket. Is there anybody here who has money doesn't like? I'll collect it for you. I'll hold it for you. Is there anybody here who has money he doesn't like? The money is dirty or old or just too small. Only 10 cedi note. Is there anybody here like that? Nobody. Everybody likes their money. Yeah. Everybody likes their money. But you just wait. As soon as we close, people have gone out of here. That money they like, giving it away. Give it away to a truck driver, to a Pragya driver, to a Coca-Cola seller. People are sitting here even looking for more money. But as soon as we close, they just go out and start sharing this money and giving it away. Because there's something they want more than the money. There's something they value more than that money. Amen. And in the listen carefully. In the same way, when they offer you something you don't like, no matter how cheap, you pay for it. I hope you are drawing a conclusion. Oh, when they offer you something you don't like, or you don't value, or you don't see their use. I mean, if just now they came and they're going to offer a stethoscope. Will you buy it? You won't buy it. Why not? Ashong, is it very useful? You know, stethoscope. You like. But this girl doesn't like. She says, take it away. I don't care. That's what it means. That's the reality. Because for you, it's nothing. It's just a bother. Give me a necklace. I like a necklace more than stethoscope. This thing around my neck. And he's just banging. What is the use? Give me something nicer. Amen. Hey, are you listening to me? Yeah. So, You see, so in the same way, listen carefully, in the same way, when somebody is not sacrificing, either he doesn't understand or he doesn't like what you are offering him. He doesn't understand. Are you listening to me? When somebody, Mr. Man in the blue shirt, when somebody doesn't sacrifice, he doesn't like it. If just now you have given me a ticket to go and watch Kotoko against who? Azarkes. I will not go. But I have a friend who bought aeroplane tickets to fly from Ghana to Cairo to watch Hearts against El Hali. He bought aeroplane ticket and flew there and watched the match and flew back. Yeah, to football, the same Ghana teams. Amen. So when look at me, when somebody doesn't sacrifice, he doesn't see the reason or the value or the purpose of what you're talking about. I mean, what are you talking about? Stethoscope, what for? Bring something important like a new dress or new shoes or new hairstyle. But you say I should go and buy a stethoscope and carry it in my pocket. What for? What's the use? Amen. So listen carefully. A sacrifice is only going to happen when you appreciate what is there to be given to you. Hallelujah. That is why this morning I'm giving you 7 things about sacrifice. Amen. 7 things. What do you sacrifice? Let me tell you. What do you sacrifice? Number one, sacrifice your money. Sacrifice your money. I have scriptures here, but no problem. Next time. Number two, sacrifice your time. Number three, sacrifice your family and friends. Look, this one, let me explain some more. Luke 14 and verse 20. And the man said, I cannot come. I have married a wife. Hey, Jesus is calling you. The king is calling you. He's saying, I cannot come. Why? I have married a wife. So, a wife, look at me carefully. Those who are not married, about to marry or are married, a wife or a husband or a family member can be a hindrance to your serving Jesus and serving church. Amen. I didn't hear an amen. Amen. And you may be called to sacrifice family. This one, you have become quiet. I will come back here and take my time. Yeah, I will come back here and take my time. Because many of you, you have ranked family higher than God. Look, tap anybody and say, I think because of you, he's saying what he's saying. I think because of you. Because you have made your family like idols in your life. Your family, your uncle, your warfare. And they call you, hey, you are running. Your family is your champion. No. Family, many families are not correct to. But I said, I'll come here later. No problem. Because I don't have time. But, you see, I said, sacrifice is shopping. Okay, it means that when you are shopping, you must see what you are getting. I know a friend, he bought a car he hadn't seen. Yeah, it was in one country, in another country. He said, oh, they are selling a car. I said, well, I'll buy. Have you seen their car? No, he just bought it sight unseen. So, someone like that. So, most of us want to see before we buy. So, sacrifice. When you give money, you get more money. Amen. When you give money, what a man sows, that you will reap. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will a man pour into your bosom. So when you, listen to me, oh, those who don't have money, sometimes it's your fault. It's your fault. You have not sacrificed, you have not sown anything. You are not minding me this morning, I don't care. I said sometimes Tell your neighbor, your poverty is your fault. Write it down. Your poverty, your poorness, if you don't like poverty is too heavy a word, right? Your poorness is your fault. You are here, you don't have money, you are poor, you are broke, write it like this. Poorness, not poverty. Poverty is like for other people. It's you. Your poorness is your fault because you don't sow. You don't sow. You don't give. You don't sacrifice. You don't buy money. That's why you have little money. So when you start sowing money, you get money. Sacrifice. Hey, amen. Number two, time. Time. When you sacrifice time, you get more time. What do you mean? Because listen, this time we have in this world is finishing. But when you give this life away, what you get is eternal life that doesn't finish. Yeah. And you'll be amazed that those of us who are students, you'll be amazed that when you serve God well, your time somehow becomes more efficient. But it's a discussion we'll also have. Pastor Henry, Pastor Ashong, it's a discussion we'll have. When you serve God well, your time becomes more efficient and you can do more things in a shorter time by some miraculous, mysterious way. Number three is friends and family. And number four, potential. Sacrifice your potential. What may be? What may be? That one I have to come and explain. But I will come one day, maybe another time. You see, I may be this. Okay, we don't know for sure. It's the potential. But you give it up for God. And God will give you something worth more than your potential. I didn't hear amen. I didn't hear amen. Look. If you don't talk well, you don't come to my church. My church at the gates will ask you to say amen. We have this thing. How do you open your tablet with your word, with the password? You have to say something before you enter the church. And if it's not loud enough, you won't come in. Tell somebody, better shout. Yeah. So number one is sacrifice your money, sacrifice your time, family and friends, and your potential. But I'll come back and explain all this later. Today, seven things about sacrifice. Today, seven facts about sacrifice. Number one, you cannot sacrifice what you don't have. You cannot sacrifice what you don't have. So whatever you are asked to sacrifice, you have it. Otherwise, it's a joke. It's a joke. If I'm asking you to sacrifice your car and you don't have a car, guess what? It's a joke. I'm saying, Abigail, come and give me your 85-inch TV. Give it to me to use in the church. Will you give it to me? You're saying no. Because, of course, the answer is no. You can't. You don't even have one. What TV do you have in your house? How big is your TV? 30 inches. 52 inches. I want 85 inches. You don't have it. So you can't give what you don't have. Listen, Acts 3. Acts 3 and verse 3. The man who was laid at the beautiful gates, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. I don't have what you're asking, I don't have. Finish. I can't give you. You're asking for money. I don't have money. So I can't give you. Amen. But such as I have, give I thee. What I do have, I give. So please, everybody, look at me. You will never be asked to sacrifice what you don't have. It will be rubbish. It will be a very useless discussion to ask you to offer me $1 million each to pay for the church. Tell the man, forget it. Forget it. Tell him, nonsense. I should give you $1 million. Tell him, rubbish. It's not possible. Yeah. So when, listen to me, when you are asked to sacrifice, that request to you, it will be something you can give. It will, and you see, God knows us all. God knows us. As the request, mind you, the request for the sacrifice, you think it comes from me. No, it doesn't come from me. I'm just the Ochiami. I'm just a spokesman, an oracle. Because I will come and ask something. But when I come and ask something that you don't have, you find that you have no feelings. True or not true? When I'm asking, okay, I need a car. Who will give me a car? I mean, as you are sitting here, you are not sweating, you are not disturbed, you are not palpating. You are cool. When I say, Telly, I need 100 cedis, suddenly, hey, is it me? That one, you feel it. Do you understand? That one, you are now like, you are not aware of it. Because that one is in your power. Look at me carefully. Mr. Man in the corner there, please, hey, wake up that brother. Every request that comes to you, if it doesn't affect you, you have no feelings. When they come and they say, Charlie, there's a slot for interview to Germany tomorrow morning. Who likes? Most of you don't care. But I know somebody who's begging for a slot. When they say tomorrow, she said, I like. So when that thing is in your power, it will touch your heart. When it's not in your power, you don't care. So when they come to church, they were in church last week, they're doing fundraising, $10,000. Oh, I was very cool in my seat. Oh, I was cool in my seat. $10,000 is not in my power to give at this time. So I just relaxed. No problem. Yeah. But when they came to a certain level, I said, hey, now they are talking to me. Yeah. So listen, what you don't have, you cannot give. What they ask you, they know you can give it. It's in your power. Amen. Number two. Listen to this, number two. You may think it's too much. The sacrifice. You may think it's too much, but someone has been able to do it. When you are asked for a sacrifice, you may think that, hey, 100 cedis, 1,000 cedis, $1,000, $10,000, hey, it's too much. You may think it's too much, but somebody has been able to do it. I remember many, many, many years ago, long ago, we were at was it Kodesh? We were at Kodesh. That was one of the first times we were having a program. Then Prophet came and said, $10,000, hey, this is years ago. We're all shocked. I said, hey, what is this? I mean, look at us here. $10,000. How? Where? Which? We're all sitting down there. Charlie, is it possible? As we're sitting down there in the hall, Charlie, I was like, how can this be? Somebody got up. A young man got up wearing sandals. Not shoes or sandals. Then he walked. $10,000. Then he came. Then somebody asked this one, did he hear? Did he hear what they said? He heard. Then they said, $10,000. As he was coming, I think just to be sure that he heard. $10,000. It was announced again. He just walked. In his sandals. Slippers, not sandals, slippers. Tell your neighbor, what we are asking, somebody has done it. Yeah, you are saying it's too much. It's not too much. Somebody has done. We are asking for $1,000. Somebody did it. $5,000. Somebody did it. $10,000. Somebody did it. Somebody has done it. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
Genesis 22. And verse 2 to Abraham, and the Lord said, take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah and sacrifice him as a burnt offering. And he said nobody will do it. He got up to go. He said nobody will do it. He got up to go. Yeah, he went to do it. And I'll show you. Somebody did it. Yeah, somebody did it. So what you think, listen, right underneath, is not too much. Point two, is not too much. It is not too much. Somebody will do it. You wait. When I come to ask for things, you say that somebody will give. You wait. Last two years, we had a program in church. Then a man came to preach. And as he was preaching, he gave an altar call and asking for offerings. And then he came and stood in my church, in Bantama, my own church. Then he asked for offerings. He said, give. I don't know whether he mentioned cow or not cow, but he asked for offerings. And then when he had finished the offering, hey, I have been in that church since 1942. Look, that day, somebody came and said that, I want to give my car. I said, my church, me, I am the pastor of this church. You, my church member, I come to give a car, sew a car. He said, yes, I'm sewing a car into the church. And he said, yes. And he gave me the car key. Hey, look, I was surprised. The first time I've ever had a car as a seat in my church. Hey, clap for me, you clap for me. I'm not finished. As I was going back, somebody else called me. He says, me too, I want to give my car. And I said, listen, I have been in this church. I didn't know it was possible for a church member of my church to give his car, sew his car into the church and say, pastor, take that car, sell it or whatever and keep the money for what you want. It's there. Somebody will do it. You sit here. I said, you sit here and say it's too much. You sit here and say it's not possible. You be there and look at me and say, this man is dreaming. Somebody will do it. Amen. I said, somebody will do it. Hallelujah. Number three. Romans 12:1. There is what we call a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1. This is number three. There is what we call a living sacrifice. Romans 12. So, modern English. So I beg you, brothers and sisters, because of the great mercy God has shown us, offer your life as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. There is a living sacrifice. What's a living sacrifice? 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. You know, Samuel, when Hannah had no children and she went to the altar and she was crying, and she was crying for a child, and then she told God, give me a child and I'll give him back to you. So later on, verse 22, she had a son, she got pregnant, had a son, and this is what happened. Verse 22, but Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. Then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide for how long? For how long? Forever. Forever. Amen. Verse 28. It's very interesting. Verse 28. Therefore also have I lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. Amen. That's a child who's alive. And you have given him to the Lord as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. as a living sacrifice. So there's a sacrifice you can make that is alive. And what does Paul say? You give yourself. Anybody who will agree to this one, my sister, it means you give yourself to God for as long as you will live. For as long as you will live, God, you belong to Him. It means that anytime God will lay, you see, when I say God will call on you, He will lay on your heart something. He will touch your heart, say something to you in your heart. I will come there too one day. I didn't hear amen. I will come there too one day that God is talking to you. He will lay on your heart something. When you hear that something, respond. No matter how old you are or how you have grown, respond. Amen. There is something called a living sacrifice. And that's what is also an option, to give your life to God. Hallelujah. Number four. I said, I'm giving you seven things. I'm almost there. Number four. There is also what you call a burnt sacrifice. What you call a burnt sacrifice. And that one is to honor God and show your love and obedience and commitment to Him. When Noah came out of the ark, he burnt. He had seven clean animals. He burnt them. He had one of all the other ones, but the clean ones, he had seven. He burnt them. And there was an aroma, smoke. Have you seen animals burning before? Smoke, burnt. The smell of burning flesh. It says, and God breathed it and was very happy. Yeah. A burnt offering, we do just to make God happy. It's useless to us. It's useless to us, but to make God happy. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Yeah, you do something. What I'm doing is like, what's the use? What's the point? To you, it's useless. To you, there's no point. You are actually losing. A burnt offering. Oh, somebody is. When you give, you know, I was driving along the road and I saw a car parked. The car was just a shell. It was burnt. I think it caught fire on the road, and nobody was there to help the man. The car burnt until there was no rubber, nothing. Only metal was left. Do you understand? Can you imagine it? Only the no tire, it was on the ground, nothing was left. Only the metal was left. The car was burnt. This car, what is the use to the owner? Useless. Nothing. It's a total loss to the owner. A burnt offering to you, the owner, is a total loss. You just give it away. Amen. I said, you just give it away. Just total loss. Just give it away. Then you walk like that. That's an off sacrifice. Some look at me. Some things there, you give it away. Amen. You give it away and you walk away. You come, look, you get up, hold your phone. Where's your phone? Where's your phone? Take out your phone. You take out your phone, the phone you like, your best phone. Your best phone. If you have two phones, don't take out the bad one, take out the good one. Yeah, where's your phone? Hold it up. A sacrifice. You take this phone you like, then you get up from your seat. Get up from your seat. Take the phone you like and you walk with the phone you like and lay it, put it into the basket. Put it inside. Then you go and sit down. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. It's bad. If now you get a call, what are you going to do? You can't answer that call. No, look at me. It's a burnt offering. It's of no use to you again. Tell somebody, a burnt offering is of no use to you again. Finish. A living sacrifice, you are still giving yourself. Burnt sacrifice is burnt. I said it's burnt. Amen. Number five, the intention and willingness is enough. It is a test. Sometimes the intention and the willingness to sacrifice is enough. It is a test. Genesis 22, verse 10. And Abraham picked up a knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes," Abraham replied, "here I am." "Don't lay a hand on the boy. Don't touch him." The angel said, "Don't hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Put your hands together this morning. You see, listen carefully. Write this one down. Some of you, you think God is wicked. Write this one down. Some of you, Mr. Man, some of you, you think God is wicked. Yeah, God is wicked. No, 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 no. How can God come and take my last baby, my last money, my last thing? How can, what kind of God is this? My house, I'm about to, this is, I have three children or five children, and there's my last five CDs. I should give it to the pastor who has put on weight, and then to, what kind of God is this? No. God is not like that. Sometimes he's checking your heart to see whether you believe or not, whether you trust him or not. He's checking to see whether you know that God is El Shaddai, all sufficient God. He can take care of you day or night, all the time. Many of you don't believe. You will say you believe, but you don't believe. And so God must sometimes test you, let you see whether. And you see, Abraham didn't kill his son. But when you read in Hebrews 11, it says, and he received Isaac back from the dead. Find it. He received Isaac in a figure as back from the dead. To him, in his mind, the boy is dead. I've given up to God. He's gone. He's gone. To Abraham, Isaac was dead. He's gone. I have given up to again. You must sometimes, you see, a sacrifice is not from your hand. It's from your heart. Write it down. A sacrifice is not from your hand. It's from your heart. You must give it in your heart first. If you don't give it in your heart, you forever hold on to it. It will be too dear to you. Your heart must let it go. Let it go. And God doesn't want to kill or harm you. He's just checking to see if you will go or not go. That's all. One of our missionary pastors, he was sent on missions to a certain place, a certain country. As he was sent, they said, "This guy, will he go?" Hey, the guy said he will go. He got up, went to church, announced in the church, did send off. The church did a send off for him. When they did a send off, they said, "Okay, don't go again." Has he gone? Yes. Yes, totally. He has packed. He has gone to cry his father and mother, "I'm going to this country." "Hey, are you sure?" "Yes, I'm sure." He has told all his friends, "I'm going. I'm going on missions to this country." They did a send off where everything was in place, and he kept the send off. They ate the food, then they drank the minerals, then he said, "Don't go again." But to all intents and purposes, he was willing to go. He was that willing. A sacrifice, you must be willing to do it. It's not by force. Amen. It's not by force. Please. It's not by force. It is a willingness to. And that's what God wants. I mean, God doesn't need your money or anything from you. He just needs you to be willing to join him. Whosoever will. Whom can I send? He just wants you to join him to work. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. And number six, the ultimate sacrifice is your life. That's the ultimate sacrifice, to give your life. Very few are called to do this. Very few are called to sacrifice their lives. That's the highest. Very, very few. It's even more and more rare in these times that somebody would give his life for God. And number 7, Deuteronomy 16:16. But there will be a sacrifice. Number 7, Deuteronomy 16:16. But there must be a sacrifice. 3 times in a year shall all the male appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in 3 feasts: in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. 3 times, 3 feasts, you appear before the Lord. And look at this one: and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Let's read together the last sentence. Ready, go. And they... No. The empty, you must shout it. Ready, go. And they appear before the Lord empty. How? Look at verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able. God is not wicked, oh. God is not wicked. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you listening to me? Look at Exodus 30. We are closing. Exodus 30 and verse 15. The rich shall not give more, but the poor can give small. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? The rich shall not give more, but as for the poor, dear, because they are poor, they can give what they can. Is that what it says? I can't hear you. Is that what it says? The rich shall give what they can afford, and the poor too, they for manage. Is that what it says? It says the rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less. Tell your neighbor, look, tell your neighbor, your poverty is... Tap your neighbor. Tell him your poverty is no excuse not to give. Please tap your neighbor. And you, some of you, you have said, I don't have money. Please tap your neighbor. You have been using poverty as your poorness, not poverty, your poorness as a reason that I don't give. Today, if I don't give and see. Amen. That's what we have come to see as a church. People have used poverty as a reason. I don't have money. I've got bills to pay. No, there's nothing like that. There, sometimes your offering will be a sacrifice. It will be the last money you have. Amen. I didn't hear an amen. Amen. Sometimes your coming to church will be a sacrifice, because you have exam or you have other pressing duties. You have a report, you have things to do. Sometimes I could have gone to somewhere, but I didn't go. I chose to come here. Sometimes you're coming. It is, look, tap your neighbor and tell them, nobody. Oh, I didn't hear you. Nobody. I can't hear you. Nobody is exempted from sacrificing. Clap, put your hands together, Lord. Nobody is exempted. Nobody is allowed to. Tell the neighbor, are you the poor man who can't give? Ask your neighbor, are you the poor man? Are you the kojo broke man or ama broke woman who can't give? Please ask your neighbor. Hold his dress, hold her dress. Please hold her dress and ask her, are you the coffee broke man, ama broke woman who can't give anything? Is that you? Is that you? That person has left this church. Put your hands together. But there, look, number 7. There must be sacrifice. There must be sacrifice. Too many of us have been limping along under the cover of poverty, pretending I don't have. No. Tell your neighbor, I'm warning you. Turn your neighbor and face him. Tell him, I'm warning you. Oh, please face them, I'm warning you. Never come to church empty-handed or pretend you are empty-handed. Your head like what? Never. Yeah. And those of you who say, oh, I don't have money. No problem. These days, our money's on our phone. You don't need money in your pocket. Ask for money in your pocket. Useless. I've traveled many times. I had no money at all. But I had my phone. I had my phone. Your phone is more than money. Hey, come and collect your phone. Your offering is here. I need your offering. Come and collect your phone when it's offering time. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Hallelujah. I'm closing. But I want to read a passage of scripture that is very important. What happens when we all give? Is a very important scripture. Exodus 35 is a very long scripture, but I'll summarize it because my time is 10:20. We are over, but doesn't matter. Exodus 35. I'll jump some key scriptures, but please, when you go back home, read all this. Prophet said that the only education is self-education. That you go and read yourself. What is there? Acts 17, the Berean church. They went to study again. So please go home and read this full story. But I'm giving you the highlights. Exodus 35. And the Lord says, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. Are you listen carefully or read carefully? Whoever is of a willing heart, willing, I will do this thing not by force. Let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze. Verse 21. Let everyone whose heart stirred him. It must be from your heart. Never just do your calculations and do your money. Whose heart stirred him, and everyone whose spirit was willing came and brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tent of meeting and for all its service and for the holy garments. 22. They came, both men and women, as many as had willing hearts. Have you seen that thing? It's always there. Willing hearts, stirred hearts, willing hearts. That is how you give offering. Not from calculation. From your heart. When you don't give, what does it mean? Your heart wasn't touched. That's all. Your heart wasn't inclined to give to God. They came, both men and women, as many as had willing hearts, and brought brooches, earrings, rings, bracelets, all kinds of gold jewelry. Are you listening? Are you listening? And everyone that offered an offering of gold to the Lord. Verse 24. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass. Some can't give gold. No problem. Give your silver and your brass. And look at the part. And every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. What? Look, some of you, honestly, you can't give gold. It's not a problem. Bring your silver, bring your bronze, or even bring your wood. Bring what you have. Amen. 26. And all the women who were skilled and wanted to help made cloth from the goat hair. They spun goat hair. Those who can't give, they came to work. They said, I don't have money, but I have me. I can weed. I can paint. I can polish. I can be a carpenter. I can help. Sometimes You see people come to church, they charge us even more. Hey, they are see that, oh, church has money. Then those who are church members, oh, when they are coming to work for God, they bring a bill. Tell somebody, cheer. 29. The children of Israel brought a willing offering to the Lord. Every man and woman whose heart was willing to bring material for all the work which the Lord had commanded through Moses to be made. I'm telling you, when we need, look, our church, all the things we are buying is coming from somewhere. Yeah. And it's coming from us. Amen. Chapter 36. Listen to this carefully. This is the important part. I'm closing on this one. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. Look at verse 5. And the men spake unto Moses, saying, look at this, oh, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work. The people bring much more than is enough for the service of the work. Verse 6. And Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying what? Let neither man nor woman make any more what? Work for the offering of the sanctuary. Don't bring offering again. So the people were restrained. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine this? They were restrained. No, no, you all become quiet. Because you are saying, how is it possible? How is it possible? They were restrained from bringing. Verse 7. For the stuff that they had was sufficient for all the work to make it. And too much. And too much. This is what happens when everybody. Do you know everybody? Do you know everybody? Please tap your neighbor. I say you. You are everybody. When everybody gives, this is what happens. Some years ago, our prophet went to a certain church in a certain country, and he preached. He was a guest minister. He preached. When he preached and he sat down, then the host went to also say a few words. Then they were sharing their grace. Then they asked the host, hey, you are forgetting something. And the host said, oh, what have I forgotten? They said, offering. The host said, oh, no, 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 no. Here we don't take offering. No, 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 no. He said, in this church, everybody tithes. Many tithe from the bank, straight from salary to their church. And their tithing is enough. We don't take offering. And after church, we have a three-course dinner for the whole church. After church, every Sunday, we have a three-course dinner. Yeah. He said, no, 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 we don't take offering. He said, the tithing alone is more than enough. Yeah. Many of, look, tell your neighbor, this is your behavior. Tap your neighbor. This is your behavior of not giving. Oh, please tap, hold your neighbor. Hold your neighbor's dress. This is your behavior of not giving or giving too small. You are spoiling the church. If everybody gave as best as they could, we would never need anything. Will go from strength to strength, and you will find yourself getting richer and richer and richer. Put your hands together and stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.